This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Gary's right that they've gotten people in a hysterical mindset, and then the thinking process shifts off in most people. I've been hooked up to an EKG before just as a test. Mine goes up when I get agitated. I'm kind of a weird duck. Also, get really focused when I'm very calm. Like, I was driving 3 or 4 hours yesterday or more just to go to Mount Rainier, and I was, you know, didn't talk very, very much the whole time I was driving. While the family was talking, but I get in this agitated state when my brain speeds up, because it's just what Gary Haven was saying. You've got the president going, 4 trillion stock market, 400 billion new jobs, 1.5 million new jobs, and they're just going, you'll never get it through, we're going to fail, if you didn't get tax cuts and health care bills, you'll never make it. And it's like a 20-minute press conference, and they're frothing like he's a convicted child murderer, and the parents are in the court, and the bailiffs having to stop them. I mean, because you have frothing, cowardly, nobody media hired by foreign globalists that have failed and have lost and are doubling down with fake news and have hit the president with everything they've got and nothing's working, and they want to bully his supporters and they want to bully other, you know, never Trumpers to feel like they're part of the winning team and see, we're right, Trump's bad. These are losers. These are followers. These are cowards. These are people that go along with CNN saying, we're going to kill Trump soon, with CIA former deputy directors on. You people are idiots. You're not part of the power structure. You're going to cry out to Christ if Trump ends up getting killed later when the globalists come down on us and God judges us. This was the reprieve. You were given everything. Economy, control of the border, sovereignty, decency, love, all of it flooding back in because Trump said, we're bringing Christ back in. We're bringing God back in. We ask for the providence, we're going to release the secret technologies, and the globalists are screaming, going, no, 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 they want to steal that birthright of America. And now if you can get all the rhinos and neocons and fake liberals to buy into the con game, buy into the system and be the schmucks, then we're going to have this reprieve taken. Gary Haven, Owen Schroer, I think there's no doubt of this.
Well, what I don't understand is, since when is the left beyond reproach? How come all of a sudden you have the right getting blamed for neo-Nazis, Nazis, KKK,
and the left's allowed to beat people up and say, kill the president.
For months.
They set themselves up.
For months. They're doing this for months, Alex. Antifa's been brutalizing things. I mean, look at the Women's March. Look at the Black Lives Matter march in Dallas. Well, yeah, years. Okay. That's true, too.
CNN, when cops get killed, say, well, cops are bad. They deserve to die.
But now,
we've seen them say, you know, well, more cops are going to die because you're bad people.
And
most police departments are rolling over. I mean, let me tell you, they haven't put a dent in Trump yet, but you're right. Haven's right. This is getting some traction because of weak-mindedness from literal Soros-funded cop-killing groups.
Yeah, you know, they use, if you speak up and tell the truth, then they use ridicule. Then they try to twist your words. They lie by omission. They had a real strategy here. Yeah, you know, Alex, I think we haven't mentioned this yet. It's important. This young woman that died, it is a tragedy. You know, I thought her mother, who spoke and gave the eulogy, was an amazing woman. I don't know if you saw that or not, but really an honorable woman.
It was amazing. We played it yesterday, yes.
Yeah. So you know, but you can't let that terrible tragedy keep you from being able to speak the truth about what happened here. And the media has been very successful at holding that up and saying that you can't talk about Antifa. And that's where the violence started, by the way. Antifa attacked the people. And Milley, with her great report, by the way, demonstrated that.
We've got to talk about it. Now, saying that is evil. Saying reality is evil.
Yep, we have to be able to talk about it. We can't be shouted down or ridiculed or whatever, particularly right now, because they are really mounting a successful challenge to Trump's presidency over a few words that he chose. It's just amazing to me.
Well, I think it's amazing that, to get back to what I was saying, that the right, quote-unquote the right, is having to apologize for things that were created by the left. Nazis, socialists, left. KKK, Democrat,
but they
left.
Failed in their mind control before. The hoax isn't completely working. It can fade again, but we have to stand against the peer pressure and tell our friends, our family, everyone that it's total hype and mind control. Let's come back, introduce the pastor that was the witness to the coup plot against the president with latest developments.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is with us for about the next 40 minutes. Then Pastor Roman Pena, good friends with Gary Haven, also part of the same prayer council, National Prayer Council with President Trump. He's also going to be joining us. I'm on the road in Seattle. The crew is in Austin, Texas. Again, Gary Haven is there, researcher, filmmaker, founder of Curves, a billionaire entrepreneur, other co-host, Owen Schroyer. I cannot, and I'm going to turn the interview over now so they have more time. I cannot express to you the razor's edge we're on right now. Mr. Brown, who famously is there with his hands laying on the president a few months ago, and the media demonized it, went to Congress the day after that and was told by high-level congressmen they're preparing a coup, an overthrow outside of impeachment. And then he got visited by the Secret Service, and he reportedly went back and talked to his source, and he said, no, we mean a physical removal. Well, we have the former head of the CIA, Brennan, who's a Wahhabist, admittedly converted to radical Islam, saying, you better shut your mouth and watch your mouth. We have Schumer saying we have seven ways of Sunday to take you out on CNN as well. And then you have Brennan coming out 4 days after Brown was on the show and saying, it's true that the Aspen Institute with Wolf Blitzer and the former head of national intelligence, Clapper, that we are preparing outside of normal areas, outside of the Constitution, to remove the president suddenly. Get ready. Both parties are going to do it. Prepare yourself in the next 2 months. Now, that was 3 weeks ago. We're getting close to a month out from when they say they're going to be done. And that's why you see the operatives on the Economic Council leaving him. It's why you see this whole hoax that he's a racist and never decried David Duke, never decried the events in Charlotte. That's why we now know crisis actors were hired, according to the Democrats themselves, and sent there to stir up the fight. We're not defending the white supremacists either. We're saying it's a staged event. This is their move. They're getting ready to try to hurt him in the eyes of the public enough to, when they kill him or drug him and say he's collapsed, that people will just buy into it somehow. And then you'll all feel disillusioned, and you as his listeners, his supporters, Christians and others, will be so demonized that you can be the new Jews in America, because that's what they've done. Hillary creates alt-right 9-10 months ago. Then she connects it to all conservatives, all Christians. Then because it's her term, the Democrats created, they can now define alt-right as the white supremacist, even though it's a tiny minority, probably 100 white nationalists there. Maybe 5 or 6 idiot KKK morons. But it doesn't matter. The president says, come together, love each other. I decry the white supremacists. They don't care. They're going to beat this drum ahead of the big event. So we need to pray here today, not just cover this info. Now, after he was again on, they had Al Gore go on the Late Late Show and say, we're getting ready to take him out in the next few months. Both parties, let's work together. Then they had Phil Mudd. Yes, I'm not kidding. Our evidence is related to the doctor who helped John Wilkes Booth kill our other Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. He's from Virginia. We traced his lineage. It's crazy. His name in the Latin even means the man of the swamp. So a man of the swamp related to the guy reportedly that killed Lincoln or helped John Wilkes Booth kill him. He was convicted of it. Is on CNN as the former deputy director of the CIA in basically covert action, killing people. He's not a pencil pusher. And former deputy director of the FBI. He's held both seats. Works for the Democrats. He is Mueller's best friend, basically. He said, we're getting ready to kill him. Okay, so they're now on TV a week ago saying, we're going to kill him. So talk about the pastor, what he told you being confirmed. We're going to go to the pastor here in a moment. But I wanted to play Mudd here saying this just a week ago. Here it is.
What was your response, Phil Mudd?
A couple surprises. Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy. He defends Vladimir Putin. There are State Department and CIA officers coming home. And at Langley and at Foggy Bottom, CIA and State, they're saying, this is how you defend us?
Phil, before, I want to ask you a question, but Phil, just to reiterate, obviously, when you're talking about killing, you're using that as a metaphor. You're not
obviously,
talking about.
I just what I'm saying is government. People talk about the deep state. When you disrespect government officials who've done 20 or 30 years, yeah. You're going to say, "Really? You send the Vladimir Putin sends officers home, and you support him before you support
us?" I just want to underline. Amanda,
okay, that's enough. Trump signed the sanctions. It's all lies. He didn't even say that about Putin. Just it's lying to the public. They have nothing but disrespect for you. They're not going to stop lying. So, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, thank you so much, sir, for joining us. I'm going to give you the floor now. Please take over with your co-host in the next 40 minutes or so. And that, of course, is Gary Haven and Owen Schroyer. But thank you for being the watchman on the wall that really, as you signaled this, then in the days that followed, the dam broke. This is so biblical. I really want to hear your teaching, sir. Take over.
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on again. I just got back from a trip to Asia. I was in India, Sri Lanka, and Hong Kong, and everybody was so excited about the president. You know, not everybody watches the BBC and CNN, but there were many Christians there praying. People have joined the initiative to pray for the president. You know, what I always say, it's a miracle that Donald Trump made it to the White House. And, of course, he's there. He's undoing the agenda of the globalists. And so they're so upset. First of all, the Russian narrative comes, you know, it's on everything. Russia, Russia. Now, of course, that whole thing is unwinding, and they're finding out that Russia had nothing to do with Trump getting elected. It was actually the American people. So now, of course, they're stirring up all this other nonsense now, trying to get racism going, get a race war, get what we call an American Spring. going, and it was actually supposed to start on the 2nd of July, so they're actually running late. But I tell you, I believe it's going to fail, because I don't believe the polls or anybody that says that the president has lost his support. I believe the president's support has grown. The American people are not stupid. They've seen through the lies of the mainstream media that has now been what people don't understand. When the president made the statement about Charlottesville and he talked about both sides, people don't understand that Antifa was co-opted, and so was Black Lives Matter was co-opted. And there's probably people inside the Ku Klux Klan that have been co-opted. So all of this stuff is probably a CIA operation anyway, to try to get a massive uprising going on in America, get a race war going, get a civil war going. But I tell you, we are praying, and I believe it's not going to happen. And I believe what they think is going to happen is going to backfire on them. It's going to backfire on the media. It's going to backfire on every plan. Well, the way we're praying that God would unravel every plan of the enemy and pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots, that God would wreak havoc in the camp of the enemy, that he would turn on themselves like a dog on its own tail, and that God is, the church is going to wake up, and the preachers need to, excuse me, Alex, the preachers need to grow a pair and stand up in the pulpit and call a spade, and say it just like it is, and draw a line in the sand and tell the devil, you're not going to have America. God has heard our prayer. He gave us Donald J. Trump as a last-minute reprieve, and I don't believe God answers prayer by suddenly now to be set back. And so I understand their plan to take him out, but they are not going to succeed, not on our watch. And we are not going quietly into history. They're smoking some incredibly bad weed if they think we're going quietly into history.
I'm going to skip this break so you have even more time. This year on fire, and it's total truth. And I had absolutely forgotten that Soros and all of them announced and spent hundreds of millions that July 2nd, the new revelation was coming. They were going to start race wars in America, and they think we're so stupid that it all fizzled out, but then it finally happened on Soros' birthday. They've announced it all, and then there's new levels of lying they're putting out against all of us. But as you said, you're right. Well, there's providence here, so please continue. I am going to leave now, or I'm going to be interrupting. I want the other co-host to jump in, but keep laying out what you're saying, because what you're saying is what's in my heart, what's intellectual, I understand, but also folks I know in the Pentagon, people I know that have been high-level CIA, State Department, not just Pachinik, they're saying exactly what you're saying and naming names. It's criminal elements of the CIA, not the whole CIA, but the deep state leftist, and they are so angry because he's turning the economy around. The blessings are coming back in when he, on January 20th, asked for God to come back into America and providence, and they use the name Jesus Christ. I mean, this is powerful, and this is clearly a spiritual war because they hate Christians. That's why they fund Orthodox Islam to attack Christians. So you've got 10 minutes to break, or 12 minutes to break, and we've got the crew here. Lay out, Pastor Brown, what we're facing, and then please give people your website so people can learn more about your powerful teaching. You'll be here with us till 40 after, but you can stay longer too. We've got another member of your great international and national organizations that also prays with Trump, Mr. Pena, joining us, but please continue.
Okay, so here's what they're trying to do. Obviously, they're trying to label everybody as a white extremist, as a racist. Our church here in Tampa is totally integrated. We have every tribe and tongue. We've been working in the inner city of Tampa. The church is 20 years old. I can go anywhere in the inner city, and the people love us because they know how we've helped them and what we're doing. So the fact of the matter is this. What they want to try to do is go from what they call alt-right and KKK, white supremacists, and then label Christians. Conservative Christians are going to fit the bill too. So this is like almost like a Salem witch trial, where they're going to go on this hunt. You know, they first of all want to take out the president because he's actually speaking on behalf of the people. And I didn't see anything wrong with what the president said on his first statement or even his second statement. I can't believe how the media would take everything and just twist it. So this is obviously a concerted effort of the media coming together with one purpose and one goal, to just label the president and try to put pressure on him to just quit throwing the towel. But Mr. President, if you are watching or listening, don't stop. The American people are behind you. And here's the thing. In the 1700s, if you go back and look at England, in the mid-1700s, about 1740, 1750, the UK was in the biggest upheaval. The whole of the country was, everybody was drinking. There were drunkards from the royal family all the way down. The British people had a bad name on the continent, in the rest of Europe. If you mentioned that you were British, they would almost like, you know, spit. It was a bad name. All the music, all the plays, all the poems had were foul language, coarse. The penal code was so strict because of the crimes were so bad. Human slavery was at all-time high. But then God sent a revival that started with the Wesley brothers that actually shook across England and actually jumped across the pond that really caused the first great awakening in America with people like George Whitefield and Jonathan Edwards and Peter Cartwright. The city of Boston only had 25,000 people in the population at the time, and they would preach and the crowds would come. And there was opposition, of course. People would actually moon them. They would urinate in their direction. But the city had to pass a law that no one could sit in the trees, because as they preached, the power of God would fall, and people would fall out of the trees under the power. So that's what shook early America. And even coming to the 1800s in Cambridge, Kentucky, when 25,000 people gathered, the city of Lexington only had 1,800 people in the population, but 25,000 people gathered. So God sent a great awakening in the 1700s and the 1800s, and America was in an upheaval. You know, in the, before the foundation of this land, you had 13 rebel colonies. But God brought this nation together as one nation under God. Yes, there was a problem. Yes, there was a problem with slavery and all that kind of stuff. But through divine providence, this became a nation woven together by the hand of God. And I'm not saying that America's been innocent, because as you and I know, that America's been got hijacked from the foundation of our Federal Reserve. And then the IRS that polices the American people all the way down through the years, how they took over the education, how they begin to dumb down the people, how they even took over the seminaries, and they begin to take the word of God and make it of none effect, basically denying the virgin birth, denying the resurrection, and taking the power of God away from the churches. This was all a planned design that took place many, many years ago. Then you saw prayer taken out of schools. Then you saw the Ten Commandments taken from the courthouses. So we have a whole generation now that have been raised up. They have no fear of God. And they've been pumping the filth through Hollywood, through television, through everything possible, and entertainment, basically, to put the people into the trance that they're in right now. And you can see with NBC and ABC and CNN and all of these news agencies that basically are controlled by the same people that are basically pumping night and day. I was walking through the airport in Hong Kong, and there was CNN, and I could read the ticker tape, and everything was just attacking Trump night and day, night and day. So they're on an agenda right now, but I believe that we're going to see divine intervention, and I believe with all my heart that God is going to shake America from the White House to every house, from sea to shining sea, from Maine to the Keys to San Diego to Seattle, across the great state of Alaska, the Hawaiian chain, to the island nation of Guam, American Samoa, to Puerto Rico, that God is not finished with America. I don't care what the media says. I don't care what the papers say. I don't care what they're trying to stir up in our ineffective Congress or even our Senate, where that whole place has been bought and is under the control of a cabal that basically runs the show. But God put an outsider in to give America one last opportunity. And I believe that we are going to see another great spiritual awakening. That's why they're so upset. That's why they're trying to do everything that they can. That's why they just label you. If you don't agree with them, then you must be a racist. Well, guess what? We're not racist. We love God and we love people. We love people of every tribe and every tongue. And so God is moving in our land. I have a Bible school here. We have had 500 students here this morning, and I addressed them. I spoke about some of these things. The place went wild. People understand, and we have every tribe and tongue in our Bible school. So God is raising up an army of men and women that will not compromise, that will not sit with one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God. God's raising up preachers that are not worried about their tax-exempt status, that will boldly speak out from the pulpits of the land, and that will say exactly what needs to be said. And I feel it's happening, Alex. I feel God is doing that, and we are seeing a groundswell. I believe there are more that are with us than are with them. These people are a minority that make the biggest amount of noise and try to act out like they're a majority. And that's not the case. So I believe we're going to see the hand of God intervene in our nation. And I understand the planned attack to remove the president. But you know, when I launched that prayer initiative, we literally have thousands of people now that have gone to our website, revival.com, and signed up on the president prayer initiative that are praying around the clock. When I walked into a church in Hong Kong, a Chinese lady grabbed me. She said, I signed up. I'm praying for the president. So people all over the world are praying for America, praying for our president, and praying that God intervene as he has in the 1700s and the 1800s, that he does it one more time, that God intervene in our country. So I see all this stuff happening, but I have great excitement in myself, in my spirit, to believe that God has heard our cry and that he is intervening. And I believe that all these plans of the enemy, that God is just going to pull the rugs from underneath them. And whatever they set up, if they dig a ditch for us, they'll fall in it themselves. So I know that's maybe a little bit of a different side from what some people would expect or want to hear, but that's what I feel right down in my deepest part of my heart.
Hello, Pastor. This is Gary Haven. We finally got Alex to get out and go on vacation. I got to tell you, amen. You know, the only hope that we have, ultimately, because this is a spiritual battle. You know, the enemy is doing everything he can to steal, kill, and destroy this country. And you're right about everything you said. I got to tell you, it was almost like a prayer for 10 minutes, listening to you. You know, one of my best friends is Pastor Romero Pena. He's on Trump's advisory committee, so I get to spend time with him almost daily to get the inside. We're going to have him on here as a guest in a bit, and he's going to tell us about Trump's spirituality. And I think he's going to say that Trump's a baby Christian, but he's a Christian, and he knows God has put him in this place and this time for this purpose, and understands that. And he is one of the first presidents in memory to have a spiritual advisory committee, a group that he met with very early in his presidency, so that he's sure to hear that what God would have for him. And you know, the truth is such a fragile thing right now. You know, what you witnessed on your trip on the TV screens, what we've seen all this week, is the truth being twisted and distorted, omitted in a way that I've never seen before. And I've been an observer of this for a long, long time. We have got the truth on our side. We have to be bold about it. And I got to tell you, your 10 minutes there, it was articulate and bold and amazing. And I want to commend you for that. And it encourages everybody else, you know, people that are afraid of being ridiculed or made fun of because they're standing up for the truth. It just so happens that right now, the truth is that we have a good man in the White House who's trying to do the right thing by the American people, in a system that has been stolen from us, a system that has been bought and paid for. You know, either side of the aisle, it's not a Republican or Democrat thing, these people are beholden to the moneyed interest. And, you know, I made a movie, I don't know if you got to see it, Armageddon. And the byline of the movie was they've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. And I believe that right now. They have stolen our country, and they're getting more violent, more dishonest, particularly this last week than they've been a long, long time. We have got to recognize this. And by the way, the only hope, and I completely agree with this, is Jesus, the author of truth. We have got to come together. You know, I spent a lot of time in Haiti last year. Actually lived there 6 weeks, flying search and rescue, and saved the lives of dozens of, guess what, black Haitians. So I've got the credentials that people can't criticize me and call me a racist. And you know, we love these people. And by the way, you're South African. I've been to Joburg a couple of times. It's really scary that they're going to try to repeat here in America what they've done in South Africa. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on there and how we can avoid that?
Well, what's happening in South Africa right now, first of all, the borders are open. So unofficial population is just about 100 million. And we heard that right from the inside of the the headquarters in Pretoria that does all the census. They said, we can't announce it, but there's 100 million people. So you've got all the Nigerians that have come down, the Zambians, many from the, Central and North Africa.
We'll be right back with more on the Alex Jones Show. Gary Haven, Owen Schroyer, Pastor Ronnie Brown with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wonder so endless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let.
Sorry about that, Pastor. If you would please continue us about the South Africa version, because it may very well be a preview to what's going to happen here in this country.
Okay, so now you have this influx of everybody coming down, taking the jobs of the black South Africans, and they start to kill one another, what's called xenophobia. So it's black-on-black violence in the townships where they're killing Nigerians, killing, you know, all the foreigners that they feel they're taking their jobs. But then you've got this group of people that feel like the white farmers need to pay for their sins. So they're going from farm to farm, killing. It's almost genocide at this juncture right now. I mean, basically, they'll come to a farm. I mean, these are wealthy farmers that have had the farm for hundreds of years. They'll come right onto the property. They'll grab the man. They'll cut his eyelids off so he can't close his eyes. They'll rape his wife. They'll kill his kids in front of him and then kill him. And just leave. They don't steal anything. They just come and murder. It's a genocide that's taking place right now because they feel like they need to purge the land from all the things that have happened in history. And of course, what people don't understand that all this agenda, this is all an agenda that's been laid out a long, long time ago. You cannot do what you're doing. The cabal that runs the planet cannot do what it's doing if the people are unified. So what they do is they'll come in and cause the problem. I saw the problem now just in Hong Kong between political groups that are even dividing the churches. So you can see that taking place even in India.
And Pastor Brown, I can't help it. This is so powerful. I hope you'll come back and join us more often. I know you travel the world and do such an amazing job, and my crew's here co-hosting, but I just can't be drug away. Specifically, you've covered the positive global awakening, but how the enemy's coming in against the Spirit of God. But specifically, can you get into how the Secret Service visited you but won't visit the former CIA deputy director that said they're preparing to kill the president, or the former director that said they're preparing to remove him? Can you talk about after you warned the world, they came and visited you, and then I read that you talked to Congress again. I wanted to confirm that because I only read it in a newspaper. You have to check those, obviously, and because they lie so much, and that you did confirm that they were saying it was physically removed, i.e. physical coup. Can you just speak to those things?
Yeah. First of all, I never talked to Congress again because I got the story right the first time. When the Secret Service called us was due to somebody reporting us to Washington, D.C., probably a disgruntled minister. That's how things go. So anyway, they called the office here, and I was in two meetings a day, and I said, listen, come to my office. Come meet with me. So they arrived, walked in, the main Secret Service guy, two other guys with him that he was training. And I showed them, I've got a lot of animals in my office because I'm a hunter. So they looked, they saw my elephant and everything, and we were laughing, and we sat down. He opened up a folder, and he said, so who's the congressman? And I said, I can't tell you that. I started to laugh. And he said, we need to know the congressman. I said, absolutely not. I said, I'll tell you everything he said. And I said that I was told that the talk on the Hill was that the president would be removed physically in the next 2 months. And I used the terminology that was told to me by the congressman. He said, well, we need to know who the congressperson is. I said, I'm sorry, sir, I can't tell you. You're probably going to have to subpoena me. And then I'm not sure what I'm going to do at that juncture. I'll probably pull a Hillary Clinton at that time. But the fact of the matter is this. I said, if you boys are doing your job, then you already know. Why you come here and bother me about it? I felt that then he tried to insinuate that I was trying to draw people to my website. I said, go to ranking.com. My website's been in the top 200,000 websites in the world for 15 years. What are you talking about? I said, I'm trying to get people to pray. And get people to my website. What weed are you smoking? Anyway, it worked out.
Well, Pastor, let's talk about this briefly before your colleague joins us, because this is so incredible. They're already in the news saying they're going to remove him. You say this, then right after you say it, they go on the news and say they're getting ready to remove him physically outside of impeachment. Now they say they're going to kill him, which totally vindicates you, but then they tried to spin it like you were bad. This is this upside down world. Why do you think suddenly the former director of national intelligence, the former head of the CIA, the former deputy head, all said they're going to remove him or kill him, and Al Gore said he'd be removed the next 2 months as well? They all said exactly what you said. I've talked to members of Congress, too. They're calling them up, telling them, you better get in line, you better not back Trump, or we'll get you, too. I've gotten these phone calls, and of course, they're in confidence, you can't say. There's an intimidation campaign going on. Now you see it a month in after your warning, the gear up for the demonization and the civil unrest. So let's speak to why you think they came out right after you spoke this, and clearly now you've been proven right. What do we do next? Obviously, prayer is paramount, but in the information war, call Congress, call C-SPAN, call talk radio. What do we do? Spread this live interview right now, or the videotape interview of this, or I mean, what do we do temporarily? And I agree, it's all about spirit and God, and the rest will happen. But specifically, why did they do this? Right after you said it, A, B, what do we do? What's coming next?
Look, they were here for about 15 minutes. Then he realized it was a nothing burger. And then they left. I haven't heard back from them again. And even if they contacted me again, I wouldn't tell them who the congressperson is. I've had people try to guess, but they must just keep guessing. The fact of the matter is this, that, like you said, they have not investigated the other people or gone to them. but they just tried to basically intimidate. Maybe they thought that I was a pastor who's just going to roll over, but they picked on the wrong person. I don't play by that game. So, you know, Alex, I'm a radical. I mean, I believe in the Constitution, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. We start gun clubs in churches. I give away AR-15s on a Sunday morning. So maybe I'm in a different kind of a church. I'm not sure that even some of the other men that are on the council would even do stuff like that. But I know what America's about. And, you know, I grew up...
Well, I understand you're victorious. God's a victorious spirit. So here we are. The enemy wants to say on their platforms they're going to kill the president. But they don't want us on our platforms to prepare the people to say no and know how much danger he is in. Can you speak to that specifically and just what it's like to, you know, to be praying with him? And we have another pastor coming on who, you know, prays with him routinely. And what you think about, you know, the spirit of Trump and why God's chosen him right now to be in this key position and the great courage he has with what's happened to his family, him. I mean, I don't want to just sit here and talk about how great he is, but he is in the lion's den right now. This is such an incredible moment. Please continue.
I think the fact of the matter is this, that, you know, they're going to try everything to try to stop him because he's already wrecking their agenda. Basically, he allowed to finish his first term, he will set the globalist agenda back 30 to 40 years. I mean, that's what's going on here. That's why you see the same people of the GOP that are attacking him, the same people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all of the and Mittens Romney and all of the other people, the same media that was attacking him. So what I want to say to Christians, obviously you need to pray. The best thing to do, I know when you sit down to pray over your food, bless your food, ask God to bless your food, and then pray for the president. That'll at least be three times a day that you can do that. Then call your congressman and call your senator and tell them, we just want you to know that we support our president because they need to hear from you. What I've learned is a lot of the people up on the Hill, they get the information from the news media. Well, the news media are going to put a spin and a bias and an agenda. So they need to hear from the American people. And I tell you, these people are in for a shock because not only will he succeed in what he's doing, but he will win a second term and it will be by a landslide because by that time we would already cleared out all the fake people that voted in this last election that gave Hillary the popular vote, which was really bogus in any way, shape or fashion that you look at it. Look, everybody has to stand up. You know, here's the thing. If we don't hang together, we'll hang separately. And if people just leave this thing alone and you think it'll all sort itself out, it won't. We need to pray like it all depends on God, and then we need to get up and go like it all depends on Him. The president is a man that has asked for prayer. And I'll say this, he's been in five-hour prayer meetings with people just praying. I even asked people, said, does he sit on his phone when he's... They said there's no phone around him. He just, with his head bowed, and as people pray. He's a very humble man when it comes to the things of God. And I could tell you the way that he responded to us when we walked into the Oval Office. My jaw dropped open, Alex, listen. I mean, basically, the president said that... Here were people representing the real power, the power of God. That's what he said when we walked into the office. So I don't care what the media say. God has put the president in this position. He came up against all odds with all of the other horses that were being backed where they said he would never win and he won. And now they're trying to remove him from office. But I believe if the people, the American people, the same people that voted for him, voted him office, please do not listen to the media. Do not listen to CNN. Don't listen even to Fox. I beg you, please, do not listen to these people. They've been co-opted and they are pumping an agenda. I'm just telling you right now. You know in your gut feeling. That's why you backed the president when he was running. Against all odds, against every lie, against $2 billion thrown at him. He still succeeded. And so, to every American, to every patriot, to every person, even if you're American living in another country, find out where your congressperson is, call them and tell them, we just want you to know that we back the president, and you better back him, otherwise we're going to remove you in 2018 or 2020. It's time. It's time now to draw a line in the sand, and if they want to fight, we'll take the fight to whatever level needs to happen.
Pastor, those are powerful words, well spoken. We really appreciate having you today. I think you've been very informative and really shown the true hope, which is this is a spiritual battle. And those of us that have a Judeo-Christian worldview need to never forget that and to take it to prayer. So thank you very much. Good talking with you. Our next guest is Pastor Ramiro Pena, and I've got to do a little disclosure here. He's one of my best friends. He also happens to be on President Trump's Spiritual Advisory Committee, as well as President Trump's Hispanic Advisory Committee. So he gets a double bite of the apple. He's at the White House probably on a monthly basis, and he's been sharing with me the true spirit of the president, and I think it's a window into who this man is that right now we all need to be aware of and perhaps reminded of. Ramiro, glad to have you join us today.
Thank you, Gary. It's a real honor to be with you and with Alex.
Well, yeah, Alex was really curious when I brought you up the other day. He wanted to know the heart of President Trump, and I kind of quoted you on that. He's a baby Christian, but he knows that he has been put in this position by God himself for this point in time. Would you share your personal experience with the president and his heart?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I met him in July of last year, last summer, when he became the candidate for the GOP. When I was asked to join about 15 leaders from 12 states, national Hispanic leaders, to form the Hispanic Advisory Council. And I was honored to do so. The Lord had already impressed upon my heart that God had chosen him. A dear friend of mine, Lance Wall, now got a revelation of Isaiah 45. You're probably familiar with that. 45th chapter of Isaiah speaks of the king who the Lord chose, Cyrus, and said, he's my chosen, he's my anointed. And this is the 45th president. I won't go into that, but it's just how I got clarity in my heart by reading Isaiah 45 that Donald Trump really was a Cyrus coming up with God's hand on him. So when I met him, he came into the room. We're sitting in his boardroom in Trump Tower in New York, and I was asked to open the meeting in prayer. The media was there for that very beginning part. Probably 40 or 50 members. They were standing behind me. I was facing the president, the candidate at the time, and in the middle of the table. And he sat down across from me, and the facilitator, a good friend of mine, Janie Korn, said, Pastor Pena, would you open us in prayer? So I said, she told me she was going to ask. So I did, and I prayed, like I normally pray. I didn't do anything fluffy or religious sounding. I just prayed and asked God to open the heavens and pour out his spirit over our gathering there. And as soon as I said amen, he looked up at me and said, that was great. Let's start with introductions. Who are you? And the reason I think he did that is because the Spirit of God fell in the room as I was praying. And this is a man that can pick up on the presence of the Holy Spirit. When the anointing of God's Spirit comes into a room or manifests, I have seen him perk up, listen, pay attention, even take notes. And so that's a discerning, I know some will say highly subjective perspective, but, you know, I've been a pastor for nearly 35 years, and I think he would have a hard time. He's not trying to do a put on here or act spiritual all of a sudden, because it's been in multiple contexts that I've seen him just respond when the Spirit of the Lord is moving or somebody's giving him a word that really is great counsel or wisdom, and he just perks up and tends to really pick up on the Spirit of the Lord. So I introduced myself. We went around the room. The media was dismissed. We had a great meeting. He was very thoughtful. He was a great listener. He took careful notes for about an hour and a half with 15 people. And that was my first experience with him. I've had several since then over the last year, 13 months. One more remarkable one was a private dinner in the White House on the evening before he gave the executive order on the Johnson Amendment. I was privileged to sit at his table. There were only five tables. It was a very small group. And his attentiveness, his responsiveness to the clergy that were around the table. And if I told you who was around that particular table with Paula White, his senior pastoral advisor, they're all national leaders. I tell people I felt like a mule at the Kentucky Derby. But they were really great leaders, and everyone just commented on how what a great listener he is. And so there's no doubt in my heart that he is committed to the Lord and doing the best he can before God.
This is Pastor Romano Pena. He is joining us today. And normally we would be going to break right now, but because this information is so key and because our guests are so intelligent, we're going to skip this break. But folks, when we skip those breaks, we're cutting our profits. So please help us out. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is how we are able to get these great guests. This is how we're able to do this broadcast, get people like Gary Haven in studio. Take advantage of the BuzzFeed Mega Specials limited time offer, and it's probably even more limited than we originally intended because some of these products are selling out. Take advantage of some of these great specials. Some of our best products, most highly rated products, most highly effective products, BrainForce Plus, Survival Shield X2, and Seeker 12 are all 55% off. 55% off, under $20. You can get some of those great products. Also part of the BuzzFeed Mega Specials, BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. That's $17.76. Super Blue Mouthwash, 11% off, an introductory price of $17.76. Silver Bullet, 66% off. That's under $10 for Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, just great for anything, an ear infection, allergies, a sore throat, takes care of all of it. And right now, with free shipping and coupon code GOBLIN, you can get the InfoWars Select Storable Food up to 50% off. 50% off plus free shipping with coupon code GOBLIN. Take advantage of these specials before we sell out, folks. People are supporting us. That's how we're able to launch new shows, build new studios, and the products sell out. But while we have them, we bring you the best price. We take BuzzFeed's product. We cut the price in half. We thank BuzzFeed for pointing that out so we can give you a better deal. And we thank BuzzFeed for plugging us for free and testing our products. So we bring you the BuzzFeed special. And again, folks, check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Limited time. We need your support now. Now, going back to Pastor Pena, you're shedding a light on President Trump that the media doesn't talk about, that nobody really talks about, and that's the spiritual side. And you said something to me that I could relate to that you don't really see from all humans, unfortunately. You talked about the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's a presence that people can feel. It makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. It gives you tingles. It makes you feel like there's something out there that's better than you. There's something out there that unites all of us. And you're saying that President Trump is tapping into that.
I believe he is, and I think whether I haven't discussed that with him, but it's something I've definitely personally observed, that when the Lord is speaking and giving what I would call godly counsel, whatever the source, he picks up on it, and he lights up and responds, and it becomes very attentive, and he's done that. I've seen him do that on several occasions, and whether he understands what's happening or not, I don't know, because I haven't discussed it. I'm just telling you what I've personally observed. And he definitely responds when the Spirit of the Lord is speaking, moving in prayer times. I've seen him just open his palms up, like toward the, on his lap or kind of midsection of his body, open his palms to receive what's happening, what's being prayed. And that's a very kind of organic, natural, normal kind of response to kind of receive what's being prayed. And I've seen him do that. And what he understands about that, I don't know. But I do know he does pick up on the presence of the Lord, and I've seen it personally.
Ramiro, you and I have had a lot of discussions about Trump's steps forward, maybe one back. Do you have an opinion on why he seems to tolerate people around him that tend to perhaps be from, the globalist community or the banking community? What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like that maybe he's just trying to find his way right now?
Well, I think he is building more relationships than probably he ever has right now. And I think he, assumption, my guess would be that he is testing the waters with people and trying to get the best wisdom and insight he can, whatever the source might be. He has a good nose for talent. And when somebody is really talented in a specific area, he wants to know what they have to say. Now, whether that's a good source or not, I think he eventually figures out and acts, responds accordingly. But I think he's so open to wisdom and good counsel, he's trying to get it from whatever source. And, you know, you and I might differentiate who we'd want to listen to, but because of some, you know, experiences or ideas we have about the world. But I think he's just so wide open to getting the very best information, the very best counsel from what is normally seen as just the most talented people and the natural, if you will. That kind of, I think, explains the broad spectrum of people that he surrounded himself with. And other than that, that's about all I'd say about that.
I want to take that a step further because I agree with you, and that is his strategy. You know, you got to put the best people in there, even people that know the ins and outs of stuff that might be globalist, just to show them the way, as Gary just said. But I want to take that a step further. How is he putting up with all of, in my opinion, libel and slander against him and his family every day, calling him a racist, accusing him of things? How does he put up with that? How does he tolerate that?
Well, it's interesting. I think one of the great things that buoys him and lifts him up is all people that are praying for him. He's told me the five most important words he ever hears are, "I am praying for you." And I think it is the prayers of the saints, people that are lifting him up, that understand how dire things are, how important it is to pray for him. I think that's what's helping him and giving him the emotional and spiritual strength he needs to tolerate constant attack. So I posted several videos from the White House begging people, pray for the president, pray for the president. He wants it. He needs, he acknowledges it. And he, again, he says those are the five most important words he ever hears. I am praying for you. There was even a campaign of people sending him postcards just to tell him that they're praying for him. And I would encourage people to do that again, even if you know, do it once a week, once a month, whenever. Sending that note. I think that's what's supporting him and lifting him up right now. Otherwise, I personally don't know how somebody doesn't just completely wither under the barrage of any attack that he's under.
Had to get to ask you, Romero, do you personally know Pastor Rodney Brown?
I've shook his hand, I think, at the White House. I don't have a relationship with him. I heard the last just 7 or 8 minutes of his commentary and interview. I'm sorry I missed the rest of it. It sounded just tremendous. But no, I do not know him personally.
Yeah, you want to go and watch that. It was pretty amazing. It was almost like a prayer for 15 or 20 minutes as he was doing his discourse on what was happening there. Amazing guy. You should reach out to him. And I know you do a lot of public speaking. You and I have been on Jim Baker program countless times, kind of talking about how things work. Really great to see you. I'm sure this weekend you and I are going to go find a quiet place and talk about this crazy week. Any last comments on this crazy week?
Well, I don't think I could get started and we'd go off to the races. There's too many topics, too many issues. But last comment I would make is to thank you personally, Gary. Thank you, Alex. Your whole team, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for being wonderful patriots. Thank you for speaking the truth. Thank you for your courage. And I've added Alex to my prayer list as well, so that the Lord would protect you, send his angels to surround you, and that more people would tune in and listen. God bless you both.
Thank you, Romero, and thanks for all the good work you do. And we will be back in a few minutes.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.